should be started by the speech by Brother Azim Allah, followed by Sayyid Al Jazairi, and then Brother Zafar Bangash. So the reason we are gathered here today is because of the atrocities that have been going on in Saudi Arabia. Hijaz really occupied by Al Saud, and especially what they did on July 8th was to arrest one of the most prominent leaders of the Muslim community there, who had been stabbed in Saudi jails. All the Shia prisoners that are in Saudi jails, basically all the political prisoners that are there for the crime of criticizing the barbaric and tyrannical regime of Al Saud. The reason some of people were asking, why are we protesting in front of the American embassy? We are protesting in front of the American embassy here because we understand that the Saudis are a puppet regime of the United States of America, who continues to support these puppets throughout the Middle East, whether it is Hosni Mubarak, whether it is Al Khalifa, whether it is Abdullah. All of these are puppets, and if the United States want, it can get Sheikh Nimr released as well. So let's make sure that the people here, and they are hearing us, hear us. So please raise these slogans with me. Shame, shame, Abdullah!
Shame, shame, Abdullah!
Shame, shame, Abdullah!
Shame, shame, Abdullah!
Shame, shame, Al Saud!
Shame, shame, Al Saud!
Shame, shame, Abdullah!
Shame, shame, Abdullah!
Shame, shame, Abdullah!
Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA! Shame, shame, Al Khalifa!
Shame, shame, Al Khalifa!
Shame, shame, Al Khalifa!
Shame, shame, Al Khalifa!
Free, free, Sheikh Nimr!
Free, free,
Sheikh Nimr! Free, free political prisoners.
Free,
free political prisoners.
Shame, shame,
Al Saud.
Shame, shame, Al Saud.
Al Saud, you will see. Al Hijaz will be free. Al Saud, you will see.
Al Hijaz will be free.
Al Saud, you will see.
Al
Saud, you will see. Al Hijaz will be free. Al Saud, you will see.
Al Hijaz will be free.
Al Saud, you will see.
Al Hijaz will be free.
Al Saud, you will see.
Al Hijaz will be free.
Al Saud, you will see.
Al Hijaz will
see. Sheikh Nimr will be free. Al Saud, you will see. Sheikh Nimr
will be free.
Al Saud
will be free.
Shame, shame, Abdullah.
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 Shame, shame, Al Saud.
Shame, shame, Al Saud.
Shame, shame, Al Saud.
Shame, shame, Al Saud.
Shame, shame, Abdullah!
Shame, shame, Abdullah!
Shame, shame! Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Iza jaa nasrullahi wal fath. Wa ra'ayta an-nas yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja. فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر انه كان توابا صلوات Brothers and sisters of all different sects, all different faiths and backgrounds, salamu alaykum. First of all, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this opportunity and giving us this insight that we have the ability to come up here and stand up for the rights of the oppressed and speak out for those who have no voice. As all of you know, and as was mentioned earlier, Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr on July 8th, was arrested by the Saudi forces for giving a powerful speech in which he stated out the objectives and exposed the agendas of the Saudi government, which many of us are known to, but which the Saudi government obviously does not want people to be reminded of. He was, as expected, chased down, arrested, and is in prison right now. Brothers and sisters, we are at a day and age where certain governments, specifically the imperialistic governments, speak from two sides of their mouth. On one part of the Middle Eastern world, they speak about people's rights. They speak about how the people should decide who the leader is. And on the other side of their mouth, they allow governments like Saudi Arabia, like Bahrain, and other different governments in that region to be supported, not only supported morally and politically, but supported directly through arms, supported directly through money, and supported directly through many different means which we are not even aware of, in order to subdue all these people and subdue the rights which belong to the majority of that region. So my brothers and sisters, the lesson here is that at the end of the day, the truth will prevail. The only question is, will you be part of it? Will we be part of it? We need to play our role. We need to go out there and try our best to let not only people know about this in this forum, but also after this, let people know about this and let people be aware of the atrocities of the Saudi government, as well as the supports that are being provided to them by the different governments, specifically the United States of America. Shame, shame. At this point in time, I would like to call up our first speaker, Brother Ali Mullah, to share a few words with all of you.
Some of the slogans here said Abdullah al-Saud. He is not Abdullah, he is Abdul Shaitan. He is the slave and the servant of Shaitan and Satan. Because look around. The land of Afghanistan, Iraq, Bahrain, Yemen, and now Syria, with the help of Qataris, but mainly because of the Saudis and the USA, has been turned into a graveyard where hundreds of thousands of people are being killed. This is what we know about Al Saud. Since its inception as a royal family, they were mainly supported by the West, by the British colonizer at that time. And lately, the USA, the big hypocrite government in the face of earth, who claim about caring for democracy and the human rights and civil liberties, while they are engaging in state terrorism, killing so many people all over the world. So, brothers and sisters, we are here in a peaceful democratic society. There is nothing preventing us from coming together and visiting each other at each community center, regardless Sunni, Shia, whatever the case might be. Even we visit other community centers do not belong to the face of Islam, because we all are brothers and sisters in humanity. We have to get together to raise our voices against the tyranny and against the injustice committed by a state agent in the Gulf and in the region, who are supported by the Canadian government and by that house of terror, the USA. The least we can do is to raise our voice. وَمَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرَهُ إِنْ اسْتَطَاعَ بِيَدِهِ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. If you see something wrong, this is what our Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام ordered us to do. If you see something wrong, if you see injustice, you have to rise up against it and you have to change it by your hand. If you can, at least by your tongue, by your mouth. And if you are so scared and there are severe consequences to be paid, at least in your heart, reject it and don't accept it. And reach out for other people to build solidarity, to build mobilization, to bring community together. Because remember, we demonstrate here, but they will fight in the street over there and being chased by thugs of police in the U.S., in the Saudi Arabia, in the eastern part, and in Bahrain, and in other places, by thugs, murderers, and killers. So brothers and sisters, not only we gather in support of Sheikh Nimr, but for every single oppressed Saudi, be it Shia or Sunni, because there are so many oppressed people in Saudi Arabia. As a matter of fact, more than 80% of Saudi Arabia people are being oppressed. Only the ruthless rulers of the Saudi Arabia are reaping the benefit of that country. And also we stand in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in Bahrain, and in Yemen, and in Syria, and in Iraq, and in Afghanistan. Wherever there is injustice, we have to stand up and speak against it. Again, Ramadan Mubarak to you and yours. And please remember, in this very blessed and auspicious occasion, with this very generous month, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to care for other Muslims. من أصبح وأمسى ولم يهتم بأمور المسلمين فليس منهم. Whoever he starts his day or ends his night and does not think or care about the Muslims' issues and Muslim Ummah, he is not a Muslim. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
As was iterated by Brother Ali, as well as the other speakers, Sunni Shia issue. This is an issue of the oppressed versus the oppressor. When you go to Saudi Arabia, as was mentioned earlier, the oppressed are also the Sunnis, not just the Shias. The Western media, as well as other outlets that want to do it for their own purpose, want to divide this up as a Sunni and Shia issue. So this is something we need to be aware of, and we need to make sure that underhanded and not something that goes across the way we should do things and the way our leaders and our imam have done things in the past. At this point in time, I would like to call up Dr. Al-Jazari to come up and please share a few words with us. Allahu salawat, please.
Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Thumma salatu wa salamu ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen, sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa habib qulubina wa shafi'i dhunubina al-musamma fi al-samai bi ahmad wa fi al-arzi bi abi al-qasimi muhammad. وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين الهداة الميامين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. السلام عليك يا مولاي يا صاحب العصر والزمان، السلام عليك أيها الإمام المنتظر، السلام عليك أيها الإمام المؤمل، السلام عليك يا ناشر العدل والقسط على وجه الأرض، السلام عليك ابن رسول الله، والسلام عليكم أيها الجمهور الكريم، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بداية نبارك لكم حلول شهر الخير والبركة والأخوة والمحبة والسلام، شهر رمضان، شهر الهداية وشهر العطاء وشهر العلاقة مع الله سبحانه وتعالى وعلاقة الإنسان مع الإنسان. شهر رمضان الذي أراده الله سبحانه وتعالى لكي نتقرب إليه بصيامه وقيامه والأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. فمن جاء كما ورد في القرآن الكريم ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار. حينما يكون هناك ظالم على الإنسان كما قال رسول الله وهو يحدث علي بن أبي طالب عليه السلام في مثل هذه الأيام قبل شهادته على أيدي أعداء الله وأعداء الإنسانية، فقال له لابد أن الإنسان يكون للمظلوم عونا وللظالم خصما. هذا هو الإسلام وهذه هي الإنسانية. يجب على كل إنسان أن يقف مع المظلوم أينما كان، وأن يقف في وجه الظالم أينما كان. وقد ورد في الحديث من سمع واعية مسلم فلم ينصره فليخرج من ولاية الله إلى ولاية الشيطان. لم يقل الحديث لم سمع واعية شيعي أو سني. فالله سبحانه وتعالى حينما جاء للإسلام، جاء الإسلام للإنسانية جميعا، لم يأتي لفئة دون فئة، ولكن كما قال القرآن واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. حينما يريد أعداء الإنسانية وأعداء الإسلام، لا سيما أعداء الإسلام، هو العائلة وما يسمى بمذهب الوهابية الذي جاء متأخرا لكي يضرب الإسلام سنيا كان أو شيعيا، لكي يضرب الإسلام في الصميم. فإن كان في زمن رسول الله عائلة ورجلا كان يقف في وجه رسول الله وهو آل أبي سفيان وعائلة أبي سفيان، ففي زماننا هذا حينما يراد للإسلام أن ينتشر وحينما يراد للمسلمين أن يخرجوا وأن يأمروا بالمعروف وأن ينهوا عن المنكر، فنجد عائلة آل أبي سفيان في زماننا هذا تخرج لكي تقف في وجه الإسلام وهي عائلة آل سعود. هذه العائلة الظالمة التي وقفت في وجه الإسلام والذي أنفقت خيرات المسلمين يمينا وشمالا لكي تضرب الإسلام في الصميم، والتي تدعو بالإسلام وما يسمى بخادم الحرمين، وما قيمة الحرمين مقابل للإنسان المسلم؟ فقد وقف رسول الله إلى جنب الكعبة المشرفة عزها الله وقال: انظروا إلى عظمة هذا البيت وإلى عظمة هذا الشهر، والله إن حرمة المؤمن عند الله أفضل من حرمة هذا البيت المقدس. إن حرمة الإنسان المؤمن، وأين حرمة المسلم يا آل سعود حينما تقولون نحن خدام الحرم؟ انظروا إلى إخواننا في فلسطين المحتلة وفي غزة التي تعاني لكي تعيش في أبسط الأمور، لحليب لأطفالها، لدواء لمرضاها، لأي شيء لمؤمنينها والمؤمنين الذين يعيشون هناك. يا آل سعود كفى متاجرة بالإسلام، ونطالب من جميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين أن يفوتوا الفرصة على آل سعود وكل المتربصين بالإسلام أن يكونوا يدا واحدة في وجه الإعلام المغرض الذي يدق على ناقوس الطائفية لكي يفرق بين المسلمين. وما نشاهده في لبنان الآن، وما نشاهده في سوريا، وما جرى على السيدة زينب بالأمس القريب من تفخيخ، ولكن الله تعالى حفظ مرقد هذه السيدة والعلوية الحوراء زينب سلام الله عليها. فشلوا في العراق وحينما هدموا وفجروا العسكريين وخرج المؤمنون في كل مكان، جميع المسلمين، علماء المسلمين، لا سيما في هذه المدينة حينما خرج علماؤها وخرج مسلموها جميعا لكي يقولوا نحن يدا واحدة لا نفرق بين سني وشيعي. وهكذا فوتوا الفرصة على الذين يتربصون بالإسلام شرا، وهكذا أرادوها بالأمس القريب في سوريا لكي يقولوا بأنها حرب سنية ضد الشيعة، ولكن نقول بأنها حرب الظالم ضد المظلوم، وحرب المتكبر ضد المستضعف، وحرب الذي يملك المال ضد الذي يملك الإرادة والعلاقة مع الله سبحانه وتعالى. ندين ما يجري في المناطق من قتل وإرهاب ونعم هتك للحرمات، لا سيما في البحرين العزيزة، ولا سيما في الحجاز وأهلها الشرفاء، لا سيما سماحة الشيخ النمر الذي ندعو من الله تعالى أن يكون نعم قائدا فعليا يخرج إلى جمهوره وجمهوره ينتظره. هذا الرجل الذي عاش البساطة وهو يحمل صوت المستضعفين وصوت العدالة، فصوت العدالة يجب أن ينتشر أينما كان. هناك أناس أحرار يؤمنون بالعدالة الإنسانية. نحن على طريق الحسين، الحسين الذي تعلم منه نعم غير المسلمين قبل المسلمين، فهناك غاندي الذي يقول تعلمت من الحسين كيف أكون مظلوما فأنتصر. نحن نتشرف بأن نكون مظلومين ولا نكون ظالمين في أي يوم من الأيام. واعلموا بأن سنة الله لا بد أن تتحقق في آخر الزمان، وهي ماذا؟ إن للظالم نعم دولة، وللنعم للمظلوم دولة، وللظالم صولة. مهما جال الظالم، مهما جال حسن الله مبارك، ومهما جال عمر سليمان الذي قتلوه بين عشية وضحاها لكي تدفن كل الأسرار لأنه كان عميلا كبيرا، ولقد أضر الإسلام وقد أضر الأمة العربية وقد أضر الإنسانية. وما يجري الآن في غزة من إجراء هذا الإنسان الذي كان حاقدا على الإسلام والمسلمين، قتل بليلة ليس فيها قمر كما يقول، لأن العملاء والذين ركنوا إلى الظالمين سوف يموتون اليوم إن لم يكونوا على يد نعم شعوبهم، لأنهم يرفضون الظلم، فعلى يد أسيادهم الذين كانوا في يوم من الأيام عملاء لهم. بارك الله بكم بوجودكم هذا، فلقد أرضيتم الله سبحانه وتعالى، وقد كنتم مصداقا لمن صامت جوارحه، ولمن صام وقف مع الفقراء والمستضعفين والمساكين، وخرجتم في هذا اليوم لكي تعبروا عن رفضكم إلى كل ظالم، وتطالبون بالإفراج عن المعتقلين، وعن الأسرى سواء كانوا في فلسطين، في البحرين، في لا سيما في الحجاز، ولا نقول في السعودية، لأن هذه العائلة أرادت أن تأخذ البلاد ومن عليها باسمهم، ونقول إن اسمهم سوف يكون في يوم من الأيام في مزبلة التاريخ إن شاء الله ببركة الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد. تقبل الله أعمالكم ورمضان كريم عليكم إن شاء الله، وندعو من الله تعالى أن يهله علينا وعليكم وعلى الأمة الإسلامية بالخير واليمن والبركة، واعلموا بأننا نرتقب وإننا ننتظر صاحب العصر والزمان صلوات الله وسلامه عليه، لكي يملأ الأرض عدلا وقسطا بعد أن ملئت ظلما وجورا. لهذا نتوجه إلى الله في أول يوم من شهر رمضان بدعاء الإمام الحجة لتعجيل الفرج، كما قال في الحديث: اكثروا من دعاء الفرج ففيه فرجكم. ونختم حديثنا سوية بدعاء الفرج. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة بن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر من نصر الإسلام واخذل من خذل الإسلام يا الله. اللهم أرنا قدرتك في آل سعود كما أريتنا قدرتك في المحتلين الذين احتلوا غزة وأمثالهم، أريتنا قدرتهم وأريتنا ذلة الحكام سواء كان القذافي أو كان الله مبارك وغيره من الظلم أمثال صدام. اللهم أرنا قدرتك، اللهم انصر من نصر الإسلام واخذل من خذل الإسلام، فرج عن جميع المسجونين وجميع المعتقلين، حفظكم الله تعالى وأدامكم، وندعو من الله تعالى أن ينصر الإسلام والمسلمين. بكم أيها الشرفاء، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، كل عام وأنتم بألف خير، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.
At this point in time, I would like to call the brother Zafar Bangash to come up here and share a few words with you.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for coming out this afternoon in this very important month, the month of Ramadan. You are actually living the spirit of Ramadan by being actively present in the field. Unlike some of our brothers and sisters that would like to sleep through the month of Ramadan. Regrettably, that is the plight of much of the Muslim Ummah, but I feel confident and comfortable that inshallah changes are on their way. We are here in particular to express our outrage and anger at the illegal arrest and detention of Sheikh Al-Nimr. But as Brother Ali pointed out, there are many places in the world where Muslims are suffering. He mentioned a number of countries. There are two places that I would like to add to that list where Muslims are suffering, and we need to keep them in mind. In addition to what Brother Ali said, we need to remember our brothers and sisters in Myanmar who are suffering by the tens of thousands. In fact, if you have seen the videos, they have been burning people alive. And these people that are doing it call themselves Buddhists. Normally, Buddhist people are supposed to be non-violent, very peaceful people. And yet, when it comes to attacking Muslims, even they go violent. So they have done this, and they're doing it in Myanmar. They have done this in Sri Lanka. And now we also, of course, see this ongoing tragedy of our brothers and sisters in Kashmir. So we need to keep all of these places and all of these brothers and sisters suffering in our mind. But I have and I feel that inshallah the tide is turning. You know, 2 days ago or 3 days ago, as you heard, that criminal Omar Suleiman suddenly dropped dead. He was here in the US, and that's where they belong, all of these people. Prior to that, Abdullah was here. Prior to that, his brother Sultan was here. He dropped dead in New York. And then when Naif was appointed Crown Prince, he spent about a month in Cleveland Clinic, the same clinic where Omar Suleiman died. And then Naif went back to the Arabian Peninsula. Please note, I don't want to refer to that place as Saudi Arabia. It does not belong to that criminal family. They are a bunch of thieves. The noble messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called that place Jaziratul Arab. And that is what we should call it. Because if we accept the name of that place as Saudi Arabia, tomorrow, if God forbid the Zionists were to occupy it, would we then accept calling it Yahudi Arabia? I think it's something that we as Muslims should pay attention to. So, Naif died in Switzerland. Can you see how these people die away from their country? They're always away somewhere and they die over there. And of course, now they have appointed a new crown prince. Now, if I were a member of the House of Saud, and thank God that I'm not, but if I were a member of the House of Saud and the king told me that he wants to make me a crown prince, I will say I'll take a pass. Because that is actually a death sentence. You know, in the last 8 months, two crown princes have died. And the third one, of course, is on his way. And Abdullah is in intensive care unit. So you can see that the changes that are coming about and the way things are developing, we can look forward to a hopeful future. Inshallah, I see the day very close that this so-called royal family will be gone. Because all of the top leaders or all of the top echelon of that family, they are very old. Some of them are in their 80s, others are in their 70s, and the next generation is also in their late 60s. If there are any doctors amongst you, they will tell you that once you get into the 60s and 70s and 80s, you are in a very vulnerable age. And that's when you suddenly drop dead. And that's what's going to happen to them. So we are hoping, inshallah, that these corrupt rulers in the Arabian Peninsula would be gone from the scene. But I want to share one other fact with you. As Sheikh Sayyid Al-Jazairi said, and as Brother Ali Mullah said, there are both Shia and Sunni brothers in prison in Saudi Arabia. In fact, there are 30,000 political prisoners in Saudi Arabia. And these are not all Shia brothers, they include Sunnis as well. They include university professors, they include lawyers, they include human rights activists, they include students. So you see that that country has been taken over by a bunch of gangsters. And any opposition to their illegitimate rule is ruthlessly suppressed. And it is this suppression that is going to snowball against them. The opposition is increasing. And that's why these corruptors are resorting to such brutal tactics. This is not a sign of strength. It is actually a sign of weakness among them that they want to stifle any voice of criticism. That means that they feel extremely vulnerable. I also want to share a couple of other issues with you. This illegitimate regime in the Arabian Peninsula, these criminals from the Najd, they don't even belong to the Hijaz. They are from Najd. And these corruptors from Najd, who have occupied the Arabian Peninsula, they say that they are helping the people of Syria. If they are trying to help the people of Syria, and why they want to help the people of Syria? Because they claim that the people of Syria are Sunnis. That's their argument. So I want to ask them, if you are so concerned about the Sunnis of Syria, what about their Sunni brothers in Palestine? There are millions of them starving over there. Why is it that you don't help them? Why is it that you don't feel any compassion or concern for them? In Gaza, in the West Bank, there are children, 44% of the children in the Gaza Strip are malnourished, according to United Nations figures. So why is it that you don't care about the starving children in Gaza, but all of a sudden you have developed some concern about the Sunnis in Syria? And that is also their concern about their Sunni so-called royal family in Bahrain, a minority family. If we believe in the rights of people, then we have to rise above these Shia or Sunni considerations. The majority of the population in Bahrain is that of our Shia brothers. And they have absolute right to run that country, not this minority tyrannical regime who are puppets of the Saudis and puppets of the Americans. But as I said, brothers and sisters, inshallah, changes are coming. But we have to do our part of the bargain. We have to be on the scene. We have to be the voice of those voiceless people. Sheikh Nimr may be in prison, but he is not without a voice. We have to add our voice to making the demand that he is not forgotten, and we will not allow him to be forgotten.
Yes.
And we hope, inshallah, we will see the day. And in fact, I don't want to make predictions, but I can see, reading the situation, that within this year, in the year 2012, I think we will have more good news from the Arabian Peninsula, when other members of this so-called corrupt royal family will suddenly drop dead.
Yes.
Inshallah, we will see that. And that would be the time. And in fact, another thing that I want to tell you, I clearly see a civil war breaking out among the ruling family in the Arabian Peninsula. And that would be the end of that family. We don't have to invade that place. And then the people will rise up and they will take over their own destiny in their hands. Until then, we, you and I and others, will have to raise our voices for these people that are suffering in the Arabian Peninsula, for the people that are suffering in Bahrain, the people that are suffering in Palestine, the people that are suffering in Iraq or Afghanistan, the people that are suffering in Kashmir or Myanmar or any other place in the Muslim world. We have to be their voices. And we have to be on the forefront. We cannot remain silent. And that is why it is extremely important that you have come out today to express your solidarity with our brothers and sisters over there. I want to thank you. May Allah bless you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
JazakAllah, Brother Zafar. If we can have a loud salawat for him, please. At this point, we're going to have our last speaker, Sister Yasser from Bahrain, to share a few thoughts with you. A loud salawat for her, please.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. I was just asked now to speak. If I was asked before, I would have prepared some segments of Sheikh Nimr's speeches. Sheikh Nimr is a very progressive, revolutionary cleric who had been against oppression since long time. It is not a new issue. We have seen this for years and years and years. I would just like to quote one of his speeches in which he said, "If you are Shia, no matter what it is, no matter how you are oppressed, you need to stand with the other oppressed people, whatever their sect is. And if you are Sunni, no matter how badly you are oppressed, you need to also stand with the Shia oppressed at any time." He furthermore said, quoting some of the oppressors in the region, saying, "Al-Saud are oppressors, and we need to stand against them. And Al-Khalifa are oppressors, and we need to stand against them." So is the Assad regime in Syria. He has been with the oppressed for the entire of his life. It is really unfair for some of Al-Saud, the propagandists, right now to quote Sheikh Nimr and to quote the revolutionaries of Qatif as sectarian. They are not sectarian. They are standing for the rights of every single person in Saudi Arabia. There is no religious freedom in Saudi Arabia. There is no social freedom in Saudi Arabia. There is no political representation in Saudi Arabia. There is no women's right in Saudi Arabia. So why people should not revolt? It is normal for them to revolt. However, it happened to be that the media is concentrating only on Qatif just to have this divide. We have seen events at Ha'ir prison as well, but the most brutality that we have seen, and it was not really covered by Western media very well in a positive way, the event in Qatif. However, the people, the protesters, they are increasing in number every day. Their daily protests, even though it is Ramadan and we have prisoners there suffering in this heat, but the sentiment there is very, very high. People are very brave, they are very powerful. Hundreds, when Sheikh Nimr there was the attempt to assassinate him and he was later arrested, hundreds occupied the roundabout in Qatif. However, when the same day when two protesters were shot dead, the day after that and the other days that followed it, tens of thousands of people flooded in the streets of Qatif. Qatif is just one city. Tens of thousands, more than 30,000 people are saying they are flooding and they are occupying the streets. And this is just one city. Just imagine if the revolution is spreading in all over Saudi Arabia. Soon, inshallah, we're going to see millions of Saudis occupying the streets and demanding the fall of al-Saud regime.
Yes. Al Saud, you will see. Al Hijaz will be free. Al Saud, you will see.
Al Hijaz will be free.
Al Saud, you will see.
Al Hijaz will be free.
Just to make a last point, and this is about Bahrain. Now, any change, any democratic change in Bahrain will affect Saudi Arabia, and that's why we have seen the Saudi government really trying to control the situation in Bahrain and oppressing people. Therefore, I really call this, if Al-Khalifa regime will fall in Bahrain, then we're going to see the fall of Al-Saud regime. Therefore, I want really two chants. Down with Al-Khalifa and down with Al-Saud, and shame on USA for supporting Al-Khalifa and Al-Saud at the same time.
Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA! Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, Al-Khalifa!
Shame, shame, Al-Khalifa!
Shame, shame, Al-Saud!
There is one common chant. There is one common chant for people who know Arabic, and it has been very, very, it has been spreading both in Bahrain and in Saudi Arabia, and it is about King Hamad. And this is really my favorite. Yasqut, Yasqut Hamad, Yasqut Hamad,
Yasqut Hamad,
Yasqut Hamad,
Yasqut Hamad,
Yasqut
Hamad,
Yasqut, Yasqut Hamad,
Yasqut Hamad, Yasqut Hamad.
Shame, shame, Al Saud.
Shame, shame, Al Saud.
Shame, shame, USA.
JazakAllah, sister, for those kind words. At this point in time, what we're going to have is a resolution. We have five different points that we want to pass along as a resolution, and I would like you to be with me in this. So we begin with, we, a representative gathering of peace and justice-loving individuals, pass the following resolutions. Number one, the Saudi regime should immediately release Sheikh Nimr and drop all charges against him. We also demand that the Saudi regime release other Shia as well as Sunni political prisoners.
Yes.
Yes.
Allahu Akbar.
Number two, we have learned that the Sheikh's face and body show signs of torture and demand that the regime immediately stop the shameless torture of this individual and stop using torture as a mechanism to crush dissent.
Allahu Akbar.
Number three, we detest the double standards of the United States government, who portrays themselves as a champion of freedom and justice, but provides full support to dictatorial and tyrannical regimes throughout the Arab world, including Saudi, Yemen, Jordan, Qatar, and Bahrain. We demand an immediate end of U.S. support for the criminal regimes in the Middle East. Number four, we demand an immediate withdrawal of Saudi and American forces from Bahrain, who are responsible for a brutal crackdown on the population, the majority population, longing for freedom and human rights. And the last one, number five, we demand an immediate end of funding and support from America and Saudis to the hate schools in Pakistan that are responsible for producing barbaric murders of innocent women and children.
Shame, shame, USA.
Shame, shame, USA.
Shame, shame, USA.
Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA!
At this point in time, brothers and sisters, we will be walking around and showing our support, and Brother Munir will be leading that.
Okay, brothers and sisters, you show your solidarity with all the oppressed people of the world, and for 2-3 minutes we were circling like this. So, inshallah, you will answer me. Ali Saud, you will see Al-Hijaz will be free. Ali Saud, you will see Sheikh Nimr will be free. Ali Saud, you will see. Shame, shame, Ali Saud.
Shame, shame, Ali Saud.
Shame, shame, Ali Saud.
Shame, shame, Ali Saud.
Shame, shame, Ali Saud. And their supporters, okay, we have to raise our voice against their supporters too. The supporters are the biggest supporters of the Zionists and the USA. Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA!
And they are also working closely with the Zionist regime. Shame, shame, Israel!
Shame, shame, Israel!
Although it's fasting, brother and sister, but... And this is the, they say terrorism. The house of terrorists, Ali Saud. The house of puppets is Ali Saud. So I'm telling you, the house of terror, Ali Saud.
House of
puppet, Ali Saud.
House of terror.
House of terror. Ali Saud, house of puppet Ali Saud. House of terror!
Ali Saud!
House of terror!
Ali Saud!
House of puppet!
Ali Saud!
House of terror!
Ali Saud!
House of puppet!
Ali Saud!
Free, free, Sheikh al-Nimr!
Free, free, Sheikh al-Nimr!
Free, free, Sheikh al-Nimr!
Free, free, Sheikh al-Nimr!
Saud, you will see Al-Hijaz will be free. Obviously, their supporters. Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, Israel!
Shame, shame, Israel!
Brothers and sisters, we all thank to all of you for coming and showing your support with the oppressed people of the world. Let's start and end this with
the dua to call our imam all together. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma kulli waliyika al-hujjat ibn Lord, brothers and sisters. Salawatuka
alayhi wa ala alabahi
fi hazihi s-sa'a wa fi kulli sa'a
waliyan wa hafidhan wa qadayan wa nasira wa dalilan wa ayna hatta tusidahu lakata wa tunadirahu liha tawila rahmatika.
اللهم لعن آل سعود، اللهم لعن آل سعود، اللهم لعن آل سعود، الموت إلى آل سعود، الموت إلى آل خليفة، الموت إلى آل ثاني وآل مكتوم وآل نحيان وآل صباح، لعنهم الله ورسوله.
إن شاء الله، إن شاء الله. Okay, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for coming. If you could please keep these placards near this generator here. In front of their embassy, and we are hopeful that inshallah Sheikh Nimr will be released. So please stay tuned and continue to monitor the progress of this courageous man. Par Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad salawat.